First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Noah Mogar shares his commuting experience.
I spent 2 years of my life riding my bike 15 miles a day, across town to school and back home. My time management skills being typical of somebody in high school, most of these potentially pleasant starts to my day were sweat-soaked and stressful, spurred on by music of the greatest amplitude and tempo that I could find. It wasn't until the most severe of my senioritis kicked in, when I deemed a few minutes tardy to be a drop in the bucket, that I bothered bringing down the tempo. I subsequently discovered that what I'd been missing out on, with my head down, aerodynamically optimal all these rides. It was beautiful. For 2 years, I had no idea just how lucky my commute was, traversing a coastal road through Capitola whose beauty I never really took in. My commute slowed then. The music remained, but not as a tool to maintain a frantic pace, rather as an accompaniment to my day's start. My catalog of musical knowledge expanded as a result, and so did my appreciation for my surroundings. Don't get me wrong, I was still getting there late, but the reasons why were different. The act of cycling transformed from a soreness-inducing necessity to a calming, beneficial exercise to begin the day's proceedings with. At a time in life where finding something to look forward to could be somewhat difficult, this revelation was huge. So I urge all those frantic commuters out there to dial it back a little bit and see what you can find on your way to wherever you need to be.
Noah Mogar is 20 years old and currently studying music and IT at Cabrillo College. He found the opportunity to record this first-person singular piece through Rachel Goodman's journalism class. If you would like to share your opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.